From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Today, new details on plans to regulate banks. The Obama administration sent Capitol Hill a proposal that would create, in effect, a couple of powerful overseers. The Federal Reserve would be a kind of super regulator monitoring systemic risk in addition to its other duties. Today, the House Financial Services Committee focused on another part of the plan, and that is creating a new Consumer Financial Protection Agency. NPR's Yuki Noguchi explains.
This proposed new agency would regulate financial products like the Consumer Product Safety Commission oversees the safety of toys and car seats. Mortgage brokers, consumer credit companies, and payday loan operations would come under federal oversight for the first time. And Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner told members of the House committee such a body is necessary because the existing system failed at protecting consumers from predatory lending.
It failed because our system allowed a range of institutions to escape effective supervision. It failed because our system was fragmented, fragmenting responsibility for consumer protection over numerous regulators, creating opportunities for evasion. And it failed because all of the federal financial services regulators have higher priorities than consumer protection.
Geithner said the new agency would both write and enforce its own policies to make sure the responsibility stays under one roof. But anytime you talk about shifting power in Washington, battle lines get drawn. And at the hearing today, the chiefs of other regulatory agencies defended their turf.
We do have significant concerns with some elements of the proposed CFPA.
John Dugan is comptroller of the currency. He objected to giving a single agency such broad power without input from other banking regulators like his own agency. Sheila Bair chairs the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. She agreed stronger consumer protections are necessary, but told House members she shared some of Dugan's concerns.
As both a bank regulator and deposit insurer, I'm very concerned about taking examination and enforcement responsibility away from bank regulators. It would disrupt consumer protection oversight of banks, and it would fail to adequately address the current lack of non-bank supervision.
Chairman of the Financial Services Committee, Barney Frank, anticipated the pushback.
The fact is that what we are talking about are agencies that are going to lose powers, and they object to losing their powers.
But he said the old way doesn't work. Regulators, including the Fed, failed to use their consumer protection powers as many consumers were sold bad loans.
Yes, it is true that they are pristine powers. They have sat largely undrawn upon for a while, but I think it's time to put them in the hands of someone who'll use them.
Not everyone agrees a bigger, more powerful regulator is the answer. New Jersey Republican Scott Garrett said a new agency writing its own rules has the potential to create a lot of confusion.
It's going to limit consumer choice, limit credit availability. It's going to increase cost. And the most ironic thing, is potentially decreases safety and soundness for our banking system.
Geithner said political infighting is to be expected, but urged Congress to pass the overhaul this year.
Given the amount of authority we're proposing to take away from people who have it today, there is a lot of resistance and opposition. And if we wait, or we try to do it piecemeal, it's going to be much harder, I think, for this committee to find consensus on something sufficiently strong.
Geithner is expected to testify before the same committee in September. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.